For this reason, I remind you to stir into flame the gift God has given you through the imposition of my hands. God has not given you a spirit of cowardice. Do not be ashamed of your testimony to our Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
In our gospel, and also within our reading here from 1 Timothy, or rather the second letter, no, the first letter of Timothy, says that St. Paul is encouraging this young bishop to remember that he has been given this grace of ordination, where God has sealed him with his spirit in such a way to do marvelous things. Remember what we talked about on Sunday, and we've talked about it many, many times over this past week since then. We talked about the priesthood, and how each one of us in our baptism is given that grace of an ordination to be the sons and daughters of God, but also to be priests in a general way, where we can first have that special access to God, and secondly, to be able to have that special gift of being able to offer sacrifice to him worthily, the sacrifices of our daily lives, the struggles, the sufferings which we endure. Just like Christ the great high priest offered those sacrifices on the cross, and those of us who have received the blessing, the Epiphany blessing, know that in a special way and are constantly reminded of it each and every time you leave your house or enter into it. But what we have here is God is saying through St. Paul, look, you've been consecrated. You've been given this great grace by the imposition of my hands, which is the moment when a priest becomes a priest, when the bishop imposes his hands upon him, giving him that grace, the same way Jesus imposed that grace upon his apostles, making them priests, and so on and so forth. But one of the graces of that is a grace to seal us against cowardice, to seal us to really bring to light what God has brought forth. That's what it talked about in that gospel which we had from Mark. When God has something, he has a message of himself, we're not supposed to take it. And as that little kid's song that we maybe sung or at least taught our grandkids, you don't hide it under a bushel. No. Why? Why, Kathy? Because we got to let it shine. Got to let it shine. Meaning that we can't be ashamed of the gospel. Can't be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord. That's what Romans chapter 1 says. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Why? Because it's the power of God for salvation. For salvation. And so when God gives us the message which we receive here daily in our scripture readings, or when we receive it there at the altar of our Lord in his very body and his blood, we can't hide that. Because everything that God gives us is meant to be revealed. And he reveals it in us as his baptismal priests, where he has laid his hands upon us at baptism, ordaining us priests, where he has sealed us with the Holy Spirit at our confirmation to go forth and to do good acts, not to let them remain hidden, but to speak about them boldly. I read again what he says to the young bishop who's afraid of going before his people because he knows that he's really young and afraid to approach them. This is St. Timothy. He says, God did not give us a spirit of cowardice, but rather of power and of love and of self-control. Therefore, do not be ashamed of your testimony to the Lord, but bear your share of hardship for the gospel. Not with your own strength, he says, but he says, rather, bear your hardship for the gospel with the strength that comes from God. You're going to encounter people today who need the gospel, who need a word of encouragement. Don't hide it. You're priests. Don't hide it. You have the grace of God by the imposition of hands. Don't hide it, because God has not given you a spirit of cowardice, but rather you bear that with the strength that comes from God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.